Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Gooners Gone Wild podcast, fresh off of our first ever live watch along on YouTube. If you guys came out, showed support, we appreciate you. But here we are with our post-match reaction to Bournemouth 0, Arsenal 4. Lads, what a performance. By far the best performance of the season.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to all the haters that said we hadn't had a convincing performance, but we had against Everton. But you know, this was even more convincing
for sure. The scoreline represents it this time around. So it is ended 4-0. Odegaard registering two assists, a goal. We got a Saka goal, and we have a Ben White goal, and we have Havertz's first goal in an Arsenal shirt.
Havertzinho.
Which, if you watched our pre-match, that means we have to buy Havertz jerseys. So Havertz jerseys coming soon at the GGW pod.
Mine has been purchased already.
Purchasing mine in a bit.
So yeah, I'll be purchasing mine when I get paid.
So with that being said, I'm just going to open the floor. Because Coach Ari did not get a chance to go first the last pod, we feel really bad, so we're going to give him the floor. Ari, what were your thoughts on that game?
Very, very dominant performance. I think we started a little slow, but I mean, we're playing away, so that's granted. We started a little slow for the first 10 minutes, but we built our way into the game, and I think after the first 10, 15 minutes, it was completely us, and we dominated. So not much else to say other than a very, very dominant performance, good defensive performance from Saliba and Gabriel. All around attacking as well. I mean, I think we got a little bit lucky with our first goal as well as with the first pen. Or no, the second pen. But, you know, came away with the points, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Sammy, how you feeling?
Confident. Happy overall. I just hope Gabby and Saka aren't injured. I know they were limping a bit, and I just wish we subbed Saka off earlier. But, you know, overall, it was really good. Smith Rowe looking good. I think it could have been 5-0, 6-0 overall. But Neto with good saves at the end to deny us that. But overall, very confident performance. And I think Havertz is getting into his groove overall. Hopefully. What about you? What about you, VK? What do you think?
I think it was a great performance overall. I think Havertz had a really good game. I think the penalty that was given to him is, that'll boost his confidence for sure. I think it's funny how all these Chelsea fans, all these United fans, all these other fans saying that it's like a 007. Well, I mean, I'm still waiting on a Mudrick goal. Still waiting on a Mudrick assist. Where are you at?
I'm still waiting on Mount.
Still waiting on Mount. The real 007 over there. He's actually wearing the 7 shirt, so that's a little scary for you guys. Scary hours over there. but no, I think it was a really great performance. I don't know what kind of fucking strong-ass weed the refs were smoking. I don't know how they got away with 12 fouls and 0 cards, and we had 9 fouls and 2 cards. I don't know what the heck was going on. The fact that they were more willing to give our bench staff a card rather than a really horrible pullback on Gabby. I mean, it was a pullback and then a tackle from behind, and yet there was no card given for that. But our coaching staff gets a yellow. It's just going to bring me back to the point where they're focusing on the wrong things in the Premier League. Stop focusing on the theatrics. Focus on the actual job first. You can focus on the theatrics when you know how to be a referee at first. The agenda is real for Arsenal, and no one can tell me otherwise. That being said, great 4-0 win. Happy that my boy Odegaard got 2 assists and a goal. I think he's definitely my man of the match. And I think that's definitely something we need to shut the haters up for a while after the, the 1-0 against Brentford and the 1-0 against Everton. But I think it was a solid performance. Doc, I know you're ready to go in on these physios. So everybody get some popcorn, get your tea ready, because this is about to be insane. Go ahead, Doc. How are you feeling?
Let me first start out with the match overall, and then we'll get into that. But I think we started off slow the first half, and I think we were honestly lucky to be up 1-0, 2-0 going into the half. But let's be honest, that second half was just pure dominance. It was really nice to see Kai get his goal. Really nice to see the whole team kind of supporting him, being around him, being that excited and happy for him to get his goal. I think he's going to be taking some good steps forward. Now, for Sokka, one, he should have never started this match. He's coming off of an injury. We have a Champions League draw against Lens in the middle of the week. And we play City, who's top of the table right now, potentially not because they just lost to Wolves. He should not have played. We had Reese, who played really well in the Carabao Cup match and should have been able to slide into a starting position, giving Sokka some much-needed rest where he wouldn't have had to worry about potentially getting hurt. And then we see, again, Sokka limping off the field, this time potentially with a shin injury after getting just absolutely kicked over and over and over again all throughout the first half. I don't understand the decision of why he has to play in that situation whenever Reese has been playing well. Do you guys understand that at all?
No.
What do you guys think?
No. And it's like, okay, like you play him and that's fine. But then like, we're up 2-3-0. Like take him off the 55th minute, take him off the 60th minute. Like why are we waiting until the 75th minute and he's limping for him to come off? Like it doesn't add up to me. Like sure, if it was a close game and like, we're only up 1-0 and like we're struggling, like keep him on. But like we're up 3-0, it's 70th minute and we still have him on the pitch. Like it just doesn't make sense to me. But then like we start Nketiah and Havertz every game, like they have Arteta's nudes or something. Like I don't understand how. I don't understand
they
how.
They got some dirt.
but it's whatever. What do you guys think?
Okay, yeah, what do you think?
I agree. I mean, I know that we were kind of memeing and saying that how it was like exposure to like, what do they call it? Exposure treatment. I kind of get that, like not memeing. Like I totally get that because like there are going to be games where, I mean, and he's probably already been exposed to it, but there will be certain games where he's getting kicked more than others. So I think Arteta was just making sure to see if it was going if it was going to be like as serious as initially expected, and then of course it ended up being serious. But I agree with him, he should not have started today. He really shouldn't have, especially with Reese performing the way he's performing. But Reese has been outstanding for us, and when he's performing better than Havertz, he's performing, you know, arguably better than Jesus. Like, why is he not getting this start? You know, especially when we have a Champions League fixture this week and we have City next week, which is going to be huge. But I mean, it could go either way. Cause like then on the flip side, it's like, when you have someone as pivotal as Saka, like he's like Ronaldo in your team. When you have Ronaldo in your team, you're going to start him every time, you know? So it's, I get it, but I also don't get it. Again, I still think the subs were a little late. Again, in the 60th to the 75th minute, our game was flat. That was the most dangerous that Bournemouth was playing the whole game, was that time period. And I think that's when the subs need to come in, and Arteta's low-key kind of blind to it. That's his blind spot. And, you know, I just wish he would tighten that up a little bit. But I don't know. How about you, Sammy?
I think, yeah, with the subs, that's what I was saying. Like, it's, we're chilling, we're cruising. Just take them off. Take the key players off. And, like, I don't know how Lens is doing in Ligue 1, but I just think we should just, like, do rotational players for that game just to rest the big players for the City game. There's no point in risking them. I know it's Champions League draw and we're back in Champions League, but honestly, like, there's plenty of opportunities for us to win, and I think we'll still do good in the group even with our rotational players. They have that quality, and I think I'd like to see Smith Rowe start this midweek. Just Saka rest and have Odegaard rest. Like, Vieira was playing out of his mind when he came on, like, really good balls in. And, you know, I just wish that Arteta grows as a coach to see how important the subs are, especially for, like, his prime players, like, Jesus and Sako. They need that rest to keep performing at that level. And obviously, like, they're superstars, but, like, Ronaldo, Messi, obviously, are, like, out of this world and different debate, but like these young players still need rest, and the World Cup was literally just a couple months ago, and then we had Premier League, and then they have all these it's a lot on these younger players, and like I know they recover, but also it takes a toll on the body, and we want these players long term, and for us to like have a long term project, they need that rest.
Yeah, just as a heads up. Heads up, your mic was cutting out a little bit, so
my bad.
No, you're good. All right, go ahead, Aris.
I was gonna say not to mention you know, with them adding even more additional time at the end of every game, it's the minutes are like adding on. So like, yep. That's another thing to think about. Like they're playing 10 more minutes than they were every single game last year. So like, even just that like adds up to what, over 38 games, that's 380 minutes. Yep. Like it adds up. So, yep. And they want to add even more games to the competitions and more competitions. Like, I don't see where these players ever get rest when they're playing.
No, never.
Nine, ten months of the year.
And but, I think it's actually going to backfire on FIFA a lot, because you're going to see a lot of the younger talents just want to give up on the international duty just because they want to be so much more domestically, you know, successful. I'm obviously not saying this is going to happen within the next World Cup or not. Like, this is obviously going to be way down the line when the Champions League and the Premier League is going to, in my opinion, be more important than the World Cup, because I think we are going to start seeing that shift, you know, down the line, if FIFA doesn't change their ways and stuff like that. But that could be a whole separate podcast on itself. But let's talk about the elephant in the room that is no more. Havertz bagging his first goal. It was a great, you know, Doc, I'm gonna let you take this one away, because you said it perfectly on the stream. It was very smart play by Odegaard to win that pen. So go ahead.
Yeah. Like, you could see, we all wanted him to shoot, but Odegaard, big brain, high IQ, smartest player on the pitch, saw the defender coming across and wanting to slide in. He just waited, was patient, took a touch, and let the player come in and take out his legs. Went down. Easy pen. That one was definitely more so a pen than the first one we got. And they chose to look at this one longer on VAR than they chose to look at the first one, which blew my mind. But quality pen by Havertz, let's be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. And again, going back to just the really inconsistent refereeing, we talked about the cards, we talked about the tackles. The VAR check for the fourth goal with White, that made no sense to me. It was so very blatant onsides. Like, you know, they should, I understand, like, maybe checking the first 30 seconds just to be like, okay, is he on? Is he off? I mean, they showed the freeze frame, and I'm like, first of all, the person you're lining up isn't even the person receiving the ball. Secondly, it's like, he's onsides. We saw that as soon as they put the screen up. Now, and we're not PGMOL certified, even though we're probably more qualified than they are. So it's like, I don't know, just get some more consistency in the league. But again, we could complain. We came out with a great result. City losing is huge for us, because their confidence is going to be in the shitter, especially since the loss of the Carabao Cup this week, the loss to Wolves this weekend, and then they play us next weekend with no Rodri. Like, I see them struggling next week, and this was a perfect time for us to turn up and get this type of result. So... with that being said, anybody have any other final talking points they want to talk about?
I mean, please rest, Saka. Arteta, I know you're watching us. Please rest, Saka.
I know you follow Gunnar's Gone Wild religiously. I know you had your phone in your pocket on that sideline with our live open and be like, oh, maybe I should sub now. Yeah, Saka, you're coming off.
AirPod Albert, he was listening to our stream, so he was all good. He was all good.
Yeah, please rest, Saka. Please start Reese. I think ESR deserves a start as well. We want to see a potential Rice, ESR, Vieira midfield for that lens match. I would actually really like to see that.
Cook.
I think they both deserve it. Just trust your depth. I think that's the one thing that we need to be seeing more, is him trusting his depth and trusting it earlier.
Yeah.
Just like me when I rotated the entire squad for our match.
Yeah.
You trusted our depth a little bit too much.
I trusted our depth so much that I believe we could rotate the entire squad.
But alrighty. I mean, it's a very short post match, but I mean, I feel like there wasn't really much to identify. It was just a one way. Oh, go ahead, Doc. He's got the polite hand.
Man of the match.
Oh, man of the match. All right, Doc, go ahead, start it off. You
big time.
You.
I was leaning towards either Gabriel or Havertz, but looking at the game as a whole, I think it has to be given to Captain O. Gets a goal, two assists. Very, very quality whenever he was on the ball. I know there were shouts at him not showing up in the Tottenham match or ghosting a little bit. He definitely showed up today. So I think he deserves a man of the match for this. Mm-hmm. What about you, VK?
Yeah, my main man, Odegaard. I'm gonna give him the man of the match. Better than Ozil. I'm sorry, I had to sneak it in there. No. I'm memeing before anyone gets on my ass. I'm memeing. Ozil's my all-time favorite soccer player, so I'm obviously never gonna say that. But okay, I shouldn't say never. Not yet gonna say that. But I think Odegaard, with the two assists and the goal, it just some of the dribbles he had today was disgusting. If you go back and watch our live, there's so many times we were all going, ew. And then there's a couple times we'd said, ew, four times in a row just because they were all cooking. Yeah. And Odegaard was always in the heart of that. So I'm going to go Odegaard. I'm definitely going to go Odegaard. But all right, how about you? Who's your man of the match? Yeah. MOTM.
I was thinking Gabriel as well, just because, I want to give a little love to the defenders. But, I mean, with his contributions today, I do think it has to be O, honestly.
Yeah,
but a big shout out to our back four today. We kept the clean sheet, and they were throwing themselves in front of every shot and blocking services. So a little bit credit to them for their performance today. But it has to be you. Yeah, and Sammy.
All right, me.
You're not allowed to say Raya. You're not allowed to say Raya.
You say Raya.
Hey, Raya, another clean sheet.
We're editing that shit out.
Go edit, dude. It's just X. He commands the box so well. I think Ramsdale should have started, but anyway, that's a whole different thing. But he did play really well. Shout out to the defense, but I'm going to give it to O, man of the match, winning the pen and just assisting overall and being the heart of the midfield that we really need as him as captain.
For sure.
Raya starts.
No.
It starts.
A little 2-minute convo about that. Raya over Ramsdale today, I think we all kind of agreed on the stream, was not the right call. Raya did have a couple really good saves, actually. But again, I'm going to agree with what Doc said on the pod last week, that his distribution seemed still a little shaky. He didn't give any necessarily direct giveaways, but it just wasn't a feat as Ramsdale has been doing. So again, I don't think this is a performance where it's going to knock him off the starting for the Prem, but I think he's going to be a little bit more under the microscope. What do you guys think?
I think his distribution was a lot better today. I think he was pinging balls out to Saka's feet and out to Ben White a couple of times. He pinged some nice balls out to him. So I think it was a lot better distribution-wise from him today. And like you guys said, I think what separates him from Ramsdale is that his handling of the ball is significantly better. He's able to hold on and catch balls that Ramsdale would parry away or punch away. So I think that's the biggest reason why Raya has taken Rambo's spot. As much as I love Rambo and his character and his passion for the badge, but
yeah.
What about you guys?
I'll talk about Raya if you want. He's definitely. I think
I'll end it.
Rambo. Oh no! I think Rambo has better reflexes and shot stopper, but I think Raya is better with his distribution at points and with handling the ball. Like Ari said, I think he's more confident coming out for crosses and commanding the box. And I think that's what we need. And I think his improvement with playing out the back is only going to get better over time. And I think we buy him next season. But overall, I think Ramsdale should have started because he had a really good match against Brentford. And I just think he should just get his chances as well in the team. But Raya number one overall shouldn't change. Go ahead, Gabe. What do you think?
I'm going to be honest. Just because he's Spanish, he's starting.
We've seen those training clips though. He's doing crazy stuff.
I'll mess around. We have the luxury that we haven't had in a very long time of having two world-class keepers.
Yeah.
And it has to be so difficult on Arteta, who gets to see both of these guys in training every single day throughout the week. Just performing, making saves. So naturally, he knows better than we do, even though we are emotionally connected to Ramsdale, at least most of us. And we want to see him starting.
75% of us.
I do think that it's going to be fun and interesting to see throughout the year starting Champions League matches, who's starting Carabao Cup, who's starting FA Cup, who's starting Premier League, because honestly, it's going to be one of those things that I don't think we're going to be able to guess every single match consistently throughout the year. I think it is going to be one of those things where if one is more on form, they are going to be starting. If the other is struggling a little bit, we can see them on the bench. It's not going to be guaranteed. And I think that, at least for me, I've struggled picking a keeper for whenever we do our starting lineups. I'm usually picking Ramsdale, maybe sometimes picking Raya, and it's usually the opposite of what I'm thinking for that match. So like, it's going to be pretty interesting moving forward throughout the year, especially whenever we get into like the later months and we really, really need to be securing points, which keeper we're going to be seeing in goal. And who does Arteta trust in those situations? But overall, I'm happy with how we performed this this match. We got another dub. We are still undefeated in the league. We have Lens coming up and City on the weekend.
Yes, sir. And
just
Go ahead.
I was gonna say a side thought. You know, maybe Arteta just took Ryan from Brentford from when we got robbed last year. In the Brentford match. Yeah, so he, you know, just out of spite, he was like, yeah, let me grab him on loan, you know, take your best keeper, and we'll be on our way. So
we'll be on our way.
Just a side thought, I don't know.
How much does Raya have to play before we have to buy him? Or is it just a straight option to buy?
It's just a straight option, I think.
I think it's a straight option.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But that's just a side thought, you know.
Just a little spiteful purchase,
you know.
But alrighty. With that being said, again, another big 4-0 performance from the Arsenal. We want to see that every week. We want to see the return of Trossy. Everybody's doing the binoculars for you Spotify listeners. And we will see you guys here in the week for our Lens pre-match podcast. And with that being said, Kai Havertz with a goal. Come on, you Gunners.
Come on.
Come on, you Gunners, baby. Woo! Come on, you Gunners.
Kai Havertz the GOAT.